Hello there. This is Dick Crawford inviting you to stay tuned for Continental Varieties. Climb aboard our magic carpet as we take you now on a musical journey to the gay music centers of the old world on Continental Varieties. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take you musically to Munich, where the famed Oktoberfest is underway. More than 2 million persons are expected to attend this year's Oktoberfest. Hundreds of stalls have been built for foods and souvenirs, and dozens of beer garden tents have been set up. Beer will be drunk in quart steins, and there will be thick sandwiches of barbecued steer, roast sucklings, and sausage. We're going to try to make our way now into the famous Hofbräu House and join in the festivities.
Die dritte, die vierte,
Ladies and gentlemen, from the famous Hofbräu House in Munich, you are joining in the celebration of the beer festival, the Oktoberfest.
Attention, please. OAS Flight 144, now leaving on runway 2 for Argentina. Welcome aboard our flight to Argentina. This is your stewardess, Jane Webb, with some interesting facts about the land of the gaucho. Because Argentina's livelihood depends on its cattle industry, the gauchos, or cowboys, are an important part of Argentine life and legend. The legend is an exciting and colorful one, too, for it took strong men to conquer the Pampas, the Argentine plains, and the savage Indians who lived there. The capital, Buenos Aires, founded in 1536, had to be abandoned because of Indian attacks, and it was not until 44 years later that it was permanently established. A string of forts was built across the Pampas to protect the pioneers, but warfare still swept up and down the land. As late as 1883, the Indians were a major threat. Then, in one huge campaign, they were conquered, and the gauchos have ridden the plains in peace ever since. We'll be landing soon at Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina, and we hope you enjoy your visit to this member nation of the Organization of American States. Thank you for joining us.
Tradition is a great part of the Oktoberfest in Munich, and many ceremonies are still observed. The official opening of the fair is preceded by an elaborate parade of costume marchers and horse-drawn beer wagons, and the beer wagons come equipped with very beautiful waitresses to serve the brew. As many as 60 brass bands, dozens of beribboned horses, and numerous parties from Bavaria, Switzerland, and neighboring countries participate in the three-mile procession to the fairgrounds. And now, let's make our way back to the Hofbräu House and join the revelers there.
Schwiegermutter leuchte mal, sie ist ja kein Licht im Saal. Schwiegermutter leuchte doch mal, ist kein Licht im Saal. Leuchte mal, kein Licht im Saal. Oben auf den Bergen, da steht ein Haus, da schaute noch gestern die Jungfrau heraus.
Thank you.
Hofbrauhaus in Munich, you're attending the annual Munich Beer Festival.
A voice of freedom speaks, Walt Disney.
Inspiring words like great deeds often become immortal. I'm reminded in these days of peril to the liberty of free men everywhere of the undying words of attorney Andrew Hamilton, uttered nearly 300 years ago. Hamilton said, "The loss of liberty to a generous mind is worse than death. A man who loves his country prefers its liberty to all other considerations, well knowing that without liberty, life is a misery."
Officials signal the start of the Oktoberfest in Munich by driving taps in the great beer kegs with wooden mallets. Thereafter, some 200,000 visitors crowd into the 20-acre playground daily.
Thank you.
From the famous Hofbrauhaus in Munich, you've been joining in the celebrations of Oktoberfest. So we come to the end of another musical journey on Continental Varieties. Your host has been Dick Crawford. Continental Varieties has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.